I had something that I'd like to share with you. It was from a hadith from the Prophet Dawood, David. So I'll read you one of them. I'll read you one and then maybe another. Hazreti Dawood said, God sent me this revelation. So this is a revelation to the Prophet Dawood. O Dawood, David, how long will you remember paradise and not pray for attachment to me? This is God speaking to David. And David asked his Lord, O Lord, who has attachment for you, who has, you know, love for you? And he said, those whom I have purified from every evil, whose hearts I have broken and opened toward me, so that they can look toward me. I carry their hearts with my hands, and I keep them in heaven. Then I call my chosen angels, and they prostrate before me. And I say, I have not called you to make prostration before me. I have called you for the reason that I will present before you the hearts of those who cherish hope in me, and I am proud of them. O David, I have made the hearts of those who were attached to me with my pleasure and increased my favors. I have made the hearts of those who were attached to me. I have showered upon them my pleasure and increased my favors upon them with the brilliance of my face. I have chosen them as those who will speak with me, and I have made their bodies in the worlds as my magnets. And David said, O Lord, permit me to see myself as thy beloved. God said, O David, come to the mountain of Lebanon and see that there are 14 monks there, of whom two are young, some old, and some extremely aged. When you come to them, give them my salam and say, your Lord is offering you salams. Alhamdulillah. So, the main part was what I had read before. So about the nature of the lovers, of those whose hearts are attached to God. You know, not to paradise, as beautiful as paradise is, but paradise is just a reflection of the beloved. So, I would say in our lineage, we've been, from the very early time to attach to Allah, not to paradise, not to this world, not to the hereafter. And we've, been schooled with the teachings of Rabia, with the Muzaffar Effendi, with Sheikh Noor, both of whom we could call masters of essence. And Sheikh Noor also loved the masters of essence, and so those who are attached to the essence of Allah, and but who honor and love the attributes as expressions of the beloved. So, alhamdulillah. And Rabia, the beautiful Rabia, friend of Allah, who said, you know, O Lord, she carried the fire and the water in the streets. We know that beautiful story. But I'll tell it for those who don't. And she was asked, oh, Rabia, why are you carrying around a bucket of water and a torch of fire? And she said, well, with the torch of fire, with the water, I'm going to put out the house of fires of hell, of fires, so people won't be afraid of hell. And with the torch, I'm going to burn paradise so people won't long for paradise and they will just long for you, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is very much the signature, I would say, of our order. We long for the beloved, we long for Allah. We don't long for Allah's kingdom, but we honor the kingdom, you know, and we love all beings in the kingdom. That's different. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Ooh.